Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And now joining us, they're in Utah, the Cleveland Cavaliers, taking on the Utah Jazz tonight. An assistant coach for the Cavs is Sidney Lowe, a national champion from 1983. That's the last Final Four that the Wolfpack have made it. I know how much all of you guys live with every Wolfpack team. How good did it feel to, at least from afar, catch what they were able to accomplish, especially over Duke?
I mean, it felt great, you know, to be able to watch these guys go out and perform, first of all, in the ACC tournament.
Right.
And do what they did, pretty much knowing that the only way they could get into the NCAA tournament was to win it. But it looked like they just took one game at a time. They took it one at a time, and I know what that's like. but, you know, being able to be on the road and watch that stuff, because we always have the TVs on down there when we go down to the meal room. And so everybody's watching my school. That's pretty exciting.
It is. Go ahead.
You know, and then on top of that, Adam, you know, Brad Daugherty does TV and radio TV for us.
Oh.
So, you know, we were able to handle that. And then Jim Jones, went to Marquette and played at Marquette. So I've had the upper hand on some of these guys up here.
All right. I am curious now. Did any, I'll just say, dinners change hands with Mr. Daugherty?
No. They didn't. They didn't. We didn't go there with it. But I can tell you this. Every day, every second after we win a game and after we beat them, he had something to say, or he didn't want to talk to me at all. I mean, it's amazing. Like, he's really, it's bothering him right now.
It's bitter.
It's bothering him that we've gotten as far as we've gotten. And so it's pretty good. It's a good feeling.
I bet it is. Sidney Lowe is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. And look, I don't know if it brings up hard feelings or not, because you came here trying to do what Kevin Keats is doing right now. Your school really matters to you, and I'm not saying it doesn't matter to other people. So you, maybe even more so than others, can get caught up in the emotions of all of it. How did it hit you?
Well, you know, I've been in this business for a long time, and so as a coach, things are going to happen that you like. Things are going to happen that you don't like. You know, you just, you move on. And, you know, it's a difference when in the NBA, you're going to go from team to team, and you may not root for that team that had fired you.
Right.
But, you know, when it's your school, there's more to it than just me being a coach there. You know, I played there.
Right.
I lived some incredible moments there, some incredible friends. And so, you know, I'm happy for anyone that can get that job done like that. Anyone. You know, I've kept in touch with Coach Keats
right
over the years. And I text him after every win, after every game. I text him. So I'm happy for him. I'm happy for the kids. I'm happy for the school. I'm happy for our fans. You know, it's what I am. It's who I am. You know, that's who I am. I'm not going to change and be jealous or upset because there's a coach that's getting something done that, you know, we weren't able to do. And so because that's just not who I am. You know, I'm a team guy.
Right.
Team guy when I'm a player. I'm a team guy when I'm a coach. And I'm a team guy, you know, when it's my school. So, no, I'm very excited about it, and I'm into it when they play and pull form every game.
Sidney Lowe is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. Just so we're clear, I was actually wondering if it meant even more to you that it was more special because you know how hard it is to do what he is trying to do, or what he's already accomplished, right? That because we know
absolutely.
So, and because like so many people have talked about the difficulty in this job, which some people talk about, some people don't, is that you've got two skyscrapers down the street. In Carolina and Duke, and the fact that this team went 3-0 against that duo in this run, do you think it means more, or did it not matter at all?
Well, I think it always means more. when you're playing against the other two schools. I mean, it's always been that way, and I think it'll always be that way. And yeah, it did. It meant more, to get those wins against those two schools. And and like I said with Brad Daugherty,
right.
he still can't handle it. So I think it meant a lot to him as well.
Sidney Lowe is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. You referred to something without using the three words, survive and advance. How do you get yourself? Yeah. Now, back in 83, your team going into the season was supposed to be good. And it was, right, apart from injuries and all that. But you did find yourself in a position where you needed to win the ACC tournament to get into the NCAAs. How did you get into that survive and advanced mindset?
Adam Gold in studio with my man, Coach Pete DeRuiter, Capital Financial Advisory Group. You have a 401k, but you're changing jobs. You're taking that 401k with you. Next step.
Well, a lot of people leave it behind, which is not a good thing. I mean, if you're not at the company anymore, your 401k shouldn't either. That's when it's time for my 401k survival
look box at that.
Set. You see it right here. I've got workbooks, guidebooks, DVDs in here that explain everything about your 401k. More importantly, how to build a lifetime income. It's a $300 value. I'm also going to give you a total retirement plan, which is a $1,000 value for the next 18 of you who call right now. No cost or obligation.
Call 888-843-0013 or text Adam to 600-700.
Adam Gold is a paid spokesman. Investment advisory services offered by Capital Financial Advisory Group, a North Carolina registered investment advisor.
I think it was just taking one game at a time. When we went into the ACC tournament, obviously we knew that we had to win it to get to the tournament, but it really wasn't on our mind. What was on our mind was to beat that team in front of us.
Right.
And we did that each and every game, and then we found ourselves in the championship game in the ACC tournament, and, nothing changed. We just continued to keep that same mindset, and, we were fortunate enough to win it, and now we're in the tournament. And, it's one of those things when you reach a point, and I really believe, and I've said this to the people here, I believe that's where this team is now, where our state team is now. You reach a point in your mind that you figured it out, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
And you reach a point where you, no matter what happens within that game, you always feel you have an answer for it. You always feel you're still going to win it. So, so with that mindset, somebody's going to make a big play. It just happens. And the mindset, Cozell McQueen gets the rebound on the free throw against Vegas. It's just that you just reach a point where you just don't think you're going to lose. But you just take one at a time, just one at a time.
Sidney Lowe is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. 1983 national champion. Were you able to see the game live on Sunday afternoon?
Yeah.
Okay.
Pardon.
Yeah. All right. So here's what, as I was watching the game early in the second half, it looked to me like one team was comfortable in the setting, in the surroundings, and the other team wasn't. The uncomfortable team looked Duke. Everything looked like it was rushed and panicked. Did you get that sense? Can you sense that on the floor when you are playing in a game like that?
Absolutely, you can, and you saw it. We had a different look. We had a different calmness. We had a different confidence look on our faces, and so you look at that, and if you're an opponent, if you're playing against someone and you see they're not sure of themselves, then you kind of think, okay, we've got them on the ropes right now. You know, now it's just a matter of us putting the nail in the coffin, you know, and not letting up. And I thought I saw that, you know, there was such confidence in our guys, even to the point to where they had to start trapping us.
Mm-hmm.
And you just saw the confidence in how we moved the ball to the open man all the way down the floor until we got, I think it was two easy layups going into the bigs who were down the floor. And then the guards made plays by just dribbling right out of the trap using their speed and their toughness. So you definitely can see it and you can feel it and sense it as a player.
Even when you were behind, did you ever get that sense during your tournament runs? Because so many of your wins were from, you know, coming from behind. Did you still get that sense, even when you were trailing in some games, that you had teams where you wanted them?
Well, yeah. I'm not going to say we had them where we wanted them, but, you know, that sounds like my coach in high school. We got them right where we wanted them. but we would come back and win it. But when we were down, we never thought we were out. Never, ever thought we were out. And so we continue to just play and try not to make mistakes and just, again, who's going to make the big play? You know, who's going to make the right plays? Who's going to, you know, all the way up to the championship game where we were, you know, we were having a tough time in the second half. They came back on us and you know, and someone just reminded me of this, 2 days ago, where I decided that I'm going to take some shots now because, you know, we weren't making shots.
Right.
And I took like three basically in a row, you know, and as they were coming back and forth and made them. And then all of a sudden we get a steal. Now Derek makes a couple. So, you know what I mean?
Right.
So it was just like somebody just making a play, just doing something.
Right.
You know, and just having confidence to do it. And I think, you know, when you reach that point as a team, you just never think you're out. You just don't, you know, and, mm-hmm. and you just need one or two things to happen. And then you get that momentum. And now they're on their heels.
Let me ask you real quick about DJ Burns. Like it's funny. All I'm hearing is, well, man, the NFL is really interested if he wants to be a tackle. I'm not even justifying that. I mean, he doesn't look like a football player to me, but whatever. I'm not an expert in any of these fields. But because of his footwork is so good and his touch around the basket is so good, is there a pro future for him in basketball?
You know, that's been talked about a lot in our group where some guys feel that he is, some guys feel that he isn't, or it might be tough. And a lot of them base it on analytics, you
right.
know, because of the way the game is played now. So, you know, some feel it might be a little tough for him to make it, but, you know, I still think that when a guy can put the ball in the basket the way he can, there's always a chance.
Right.
There's always, and the way I see it, you know, because it's, you know, the game is three pointers and layups. That's what everyone is saying. Three pointers mm-hmm. and layups. Well, you know, the way I look at it, if you've got a guy that can shoot 60% on a block.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. You know, not to mention he's an excellent passer. He's got great hands. put work. So, yeah, I think, you know, there's another guy that they talked about. They didn't talk about him as much like that because the three ball wasn't as prevalent. But there's a guy named Zach Randolph, who played very similar. I mean, very similar. And he went on to have a very good NBA career by posting up and doing things. You know, Zach could step out a little bit as well. He was a heck of a player. But actually, my coach here, Coach Bickerstaff, said to me, he said, Burns reminds me so much of Zach. He called him Debo. He reminds me so much of Zebo. And because he coached Randolph in Memphis.
Okay.
And so you know, if you remind him of someone like that, then you've got a chance.
Sidney Lowe, before I say goodbye, I'm just like throwing this out there, but it's only about 400 miles between Phoenix and Albuquerque. And like, why not? Wow. Right?
Why not us? Why not? You know, I mean, this is just such a great story. And you know, I'll say this, there's a lot of comparisons, you know, to our run and everything, Adam. But I want this so bad for these guys, because at the end, it will be they wrote their own story.
Right. It's been fun,
and,
man.
And I think that would be outstanding.
All right, don't burn up the group chat Saturday evening during the game. I know you guys will. So I appreciate your time, Coach. Thanks so much.
Always, Adam. Always, man. Always good to talk to you, buddy.
All right, we'll take care. We'll talk to you again.
Okay, thanks.